trouble is he's lazy.
The trouble is he drinks.
The trouble is he's crazy.
The trouble is he stinks.
The trouble is he's growing.
The trouble is he's grown.
Rodney, we got troubles of our own.
What's a fella with a social disease?
The officer Grumpy, what are we to do? The officer Grumpy, Grump you!
Oh dear, well that's a new one to start the show. That's because we have young Freddie here, grandson of Jerry Barker, who's our guest as well. And he appeared in the West Side Story play at Northgate and was a jet, weren't you, Freddie? And yep. You had to sing that song.
I did,
you?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Probably yeah. The best thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it.
I heard it was a really good show. They thought it was superb.
Yeah, it was definitely the best one I've done. Like yeah. The set and all that. It was West End quality. It was brilliant. And all the people there, it was such a lovely thing to be a part of. Yeah. Absolutely love it.
And it's such a good musical as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's probably my favourite musical now because, you know, you like the musicals, but when you actually get to do it on stage, it's something different. It's brilliant.
Yeah, and brilliant. it's a class bit. Leonard Bernstein, who's a classical composer and maybe mainly a conductor, wrote that. And, it's a really classy piece of music, not just a throwaway musical. It's really... It's about God knows how many different versions of it now because it's so well known.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, well done Freddie on that.
Thank you.
We can't talk about music all the time, much as I'd love to. You're not dancing to Stockhausen, you're listening to the Naked Football Show, and as I said, our guest is Freddie, grandson of Jerry Barker. What are you made of it, and what's going to happen, guys? Are we going to just end in despair?
Well, no.
No.
The thing is, though, is that it's in our hands. You know, we have... Obviously, we now have the game in hand and all that. We just need to not worry about other teams, really, unless we perform poorly. It's just, you know, we just have to win all our games, and then we're up to the Premier League. There you go.
Easy.
Yeah, easy.
Sorted. Right,
yeah.
Thank you for listening. Next week. Jerry, what do you think?
It's a bit nerve-wracking for me. Been watching football for many, many, many years, and I know what it feels like, the ups, the downs, the disappointment. But this, at this time of the season, when you think three games to go and we could finish third, and who are we going to play in the playoffs?
We had a guest on last week who's, some of my guests are too optimistic. You want to punch them, you know. Stop being so happy. You know, I'm a pessimist. I'm glass half empty always. And last week I had a guest on who is also like me, a nice pessimist. So I was quite happy with that. Oh. Fearing the worst, fearing we're going to play that lot up the road.
Yes.
And there's two pessimists in a row. I love it.
Oh, right,
I love
okay.
it. So you've joined
yeah,
the thing.
My glass is always
high. Yeah, but Freddie sounds disturbingly Freddie's happy, Freddie.
Well, optimistic.
Well, I've watched... one season and we went up, so hopefully we can watch another season and go up as well. It's just the hard thing about what we've got is that we've obviously got the hardest running of games. We've got Coventry, who obviously just came off nearly beating Manchester United, or should have been.
What did you make of that? We might as well stop there for a second. What did you make? Did you watch that game?
No, I watched the penalty shootout. That's what I watched.
Oh, right.
But yeah.
But did you know all about it?
Yeah,
what happened?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it and I thought Coventry were unlucky in the
end. Very.
I mean, when they went 3-0 down, I thought, well, that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
But they came back. Okay, the goal, the first goal, was it first? I can't remember. I think that might have been the second goal. Was a bit lucky, it ricocheted off a bloke.
Absolutely.
Was it a penalty? Wasn't it a penalty? You know, with VAR and that now.
Yeah.
Handball, that's another contentious one with VAR. And then the sickener to me was the toenail of offside.
Well, that's ridiculous, wasn't it?
And
that
to
was
me,
ridiculous.
That, to me, they're level. And if you're in, whether the rule has changed, I thought when you were level, you were onside.
Mm.
I mean, VAR is good in some parts because that's either or.
Yeah.
You know, if it's in the penalty area or it's outside the penalty area, if it's a penalty, that sort of thing, I think it's good for... But when you get a decision like that...
And also, they show the lines that exactly. they put out
yeah.
and show you is a toenail over.
Yeah.
But the instant he kicked the ball, they rarely show that. And is it the instant the foot touches the ball, or he's got to propel the ball?
Mm. But it's the just other ridiculous. Thing was, it wasn't him who scored, was it?
No, no. But
I know. But
the offside rule is that, isn't it?
But sometimes they say, "Oh, if a guy's in an offside position, he's not interfering with play." Like there was one against us. There was a question mark, wasn't there, about whether our player was onside or offside, or was it? I think we had one given for us because they said he was offside. Yet they were arguing, well, he wasn't interfering with play. He weren't really in the vision of the goalkeeper.
Oh, yes, well, I remember that one, yeah.
Was it Blackburn? I think it was Blackburn.
I think it might have been.
But
I should know that, it's my name. But anyway, yes. Carry on.
that to me, so it's very wishy-washy in some ways. You know, same as this handball business. I mean, sometimes you can't get out of the
way. No, you can't jump in the air with your hands around your back. Yeah. It is, and of course, Freddie's going to tell us about the Luton VAR man, aren't you? Because Forest came unstuck, didn't they, the other day? I had a couple of tweets during the week about that, and I should have actually kept them because, you know, the show's all about Ipswich Town, but it's become quite a subject, hasn't it, the VAR thing? What did you make of that, Freddie? Because I'm not sure. Was he was the VAR guy?
Well,
a Luton
what
fan,
I've heard is that the fourth official was a Luton fan, so it could have been VAR. It was, I think, it was two penalties that should have been given that they were both ruled off. But the thing about VAR, in my opinion, is that it is good, but most times it ruins it a little bit because it's football, but it's also not really football. You know, like going back to the commentary, Man United, just. You know, toenails offside, just give it. If they don't know, because they didn't know, really, it's that close.
Exactly.
Just go for the on-field decision.
Yes.
Like, it's just a little bit annoying. And what, if we do go up, what I'm not looking forward to, is waiting, like, 8 minutes for the VAR decisions. And it just wastes time as well. It's just,
I mean, you go,
well, that's the other thing, isn't it?
Jumping around and then,
football's all about emotion. So yeah. You're leaping up in the air, grabbing the neighbour that you'd never met in your life, and then 10 minutes later, you're standing there being told it's not a goal.
Yeah,
it's heartbreaking, isn't it? Sometimes, but I think, I think we were saying in the green room, weren't we, over a gin and tonic, and Freddie had a very small gin. That VAR, as you say, it does help, but it needs rules to support it, and you can't just say, well, it's a toenail, or you could say it's a toenail, but the answer should always be in the benefit of the attacker. But if they just had something like a whole limb has to be offside at least, or there has to be space between them, you know, or daylight as that used to be. They've made these rules up so many times about offside. Now they get VAR and they don't seem to know what rule to hold on to.
And the other thing is, do you think some of these referees who are used to VAR, when they come, say, down to the Championship, do you think in the back of their mind they're thinking, oh,
well, that
VAR, same as a linesman?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're talking, I think, you're referring to the Leeds game the other day, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah.
Where they had a Premiership referee
and
Premiership officials, and the Leeds fella was a yard offside. And it's as if he's thinking, I just don't give it because of VAR.
Yeah.
And didn't give anything.
I don't know. I wonder whether that's
they might rely too much on that.
That's what I wonder, whether they do rely on it. Because the times the linesman running along with his flag down, and then, you know, when the player's ended, which I don't like either, because some players could get injured, and I think some have been when they've let them play on.
Yes.
And then they put the flag up.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's bad. Anyway, I've had my grumble about officials.
Do I have another grumble, Freddie, while you're here before we go on to tweets or whatever? You all right? Or do you want to say something? Yeah, go on, say something, please, Freddie. Come on.
Something that I'm angry about.
Yeah,
go back to Ipswich.
Yeah.
I'm a massive, yeah, Granny knows gone. I really don't like Jackson. He's someone that I can't deal with. Like, I don't know what McKenna sees in him, really, because in my opinion, we've got so many better options that we just don't use, and we play him, and he just offers absolutely nothing, and he never does. Like, people say he's quick, but I can definitely beat him in the race. I don't think he's ever beaten a defender with his speed in his life. He's like, I don't know. He needs to go. In the summer. No, if we go up or down, if we stay, or if we go up, he needs to go. I don't like him.
I told you, Jerry, we shouldn't have given him that little sip of gin.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get grief now.
That's the trouble. He will sit on the fence, won't he?
Yeah.
He's the only player in the squad that I don't really rate that much.
I think he
was looking for a like for like, obviously, for Wes Burns, speed and being able to cross the ball.
His head down. He doesn't see where any of the people are. That's what I don't understand. All of his crosses just go out for a throw-in or right into the first defender. It doesn't work. I don't know.
Who would you have put there, though? That's the trouble. Who else would you have put there?
See, that's the tricky thing, because we don't have that much depth, but...
you could play a natural winger like Sarmiento.
Yeah, I was going to say Sarmiento, Harness, Hutchinson maybe, but he's proved himself. He's proved himself that he's better in the number 10 role than he is out as a winger.
As a winger.
So, yeah.
I mean, going on the Burns subject, I think he's been a big, big miss for us.
He has, very much so.
I think he's been the biggest miss. I mean, I think we've missed Hurst as well, to be quite
frank. A lot.
Well, we've missed Hurst's ability to drag people out of position.
And he's quicker closing people down.
Yes. Yeah. Well, rumour has it they may both be back for Saturday.
That's what I said.
Oh, well, yeah, we're saying that. I said, well, I don't know. Cause
whether they'll be...
They might be on the bench.
They're not going to be match fit, although they've only been out that long.
Well, but Hurst has been out for half the season now, but Burns not that long.
That's true. I think they might both be on the bench.
Yeah.
Not a bad couple to bring on, though.
No.
When we're 2-0 down. Jerry, pessimist.
Are you going to Hull, by the way? Because I know you've got
groups
in Hull.
I was, but for reasons which I'll tell you about
off air
later, I probably can't now.
Okay.
But anyway, yes, I had tickets as well, which is a bummer. Okay. I'm going to Coventry, though, definitely.
Okay.
Or defo in it, as the kids say.
Yeah.
Right, these are coming. Alex Morton, greetings, GB. Oh, both GBs, and Freddie. What lucky rituals will the panel be performing over the next week to ensure the right results for our team? I took off my lucky gloves at half-time versus Southampton, and amazingly it all went well. Should I restore them to action? No, just leave them off. However cold it might be, take them off. And it is cold, isn't it, in the moment?
It is cold.
Leave them off if it works. Alex, thank you for that. Any lucky rituals, guys?
I wear the same, for both seasons now, I've worn the same outfit for a football game. I wear the same shoes, the same joggers, but I've obviously changed the home shirt and the training top because I got both of those new for this season. But yeah, for home games, I always, don't know, Grandad, same thing. Yeah.
And I always take...
Do you not wash them between?
I do, actually.
you don't, Freddie.
Well,
you
I don't. No, Freddie doesn't, but I they do get washed, yeah.
I have my scarf. I have to put that on, even if, about 2 weeks ago, it was quite warm, wasn't it?
For once.
And I did keep my scarf. I tend to... I've got two hats. If it's really cold, I've got my woolly one. Ipswich Town one, and if not, I wear my baseball cap.
I have lucky underpants. I have two pairs of blue ones, light blue and dark blue. What was the last game we actually lost? Anyway,
Norwich.
Oh, it was. Yeah, it was that game. And
well,
I put.
Did you go to Norwich? No, it's Norwich.
Couldn't get a ticket. Would you believe? After 114 years of going. But to be honest, it's such a crappy 12 o'clock kickoff or 12:30 at that place, and you want to get out as soon as, and you get herded around. It's So I wasn't too upset.
And the other thing I tend to do on the way to the game, hello Freddie, when I go across that car park, I go across the same place.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, in that case, it must have been my underpants that messed it up. I've got dark blue and a normal blue, and I wore the dark blue against Norwich, and it was only afterwards I realised I'd put, because it was quite dark in the room, put black ones on. So that cost us. Yeah, I thought it was the dark blue ones, and it wasn't. It was the black ones. So there you go. That's where it all went wrong, down the road. Right. Thanks, Alex. Dean Mitchell. As my wife is as mad about ITFC as me, our household is a nightmare. It's non-stop. What if this happens? What if that happens? Etc. All we can talk about are permutations. Is anyone else going slightly mad with the ever-evolving promotion picture? Mm. Absolutely, Dino. That's an easy one to answer. Yes. Everyone's thoughts. Freddie, what are you thinking? Well, you're optimistic. You think only 3 wins, easy.
Well, I don't think only 3 wins, easy. I'm saying that we could win, like we should, really, like we've deserved it, but we do have the hardest running out of Leeds and Leicester. I think Leicester are up now anyway, but
and Leeds are playing a Southampton side that have given up, I guess.
Well, the only thing is Southampton, they want to keep a bit of momentum if they're in the play. I mean, they're definitely in the playoffs, aren't they? This is my other side of me thinking Southampton, surely. I know the other night, but surely they'll want to put on a good show at least because of the momentum. Because if they're going to get, say, West Brom or ourselves, it's going to be either ourselves or West Brom, I would assume they play. They'll want a bit of momentum, surely.
But they could just have be very low, having realised they can't get in the top 3.
Yeah, but then again, it could happen to us or Leeds, couldn't it?
Or we can pray, can't we?
The disappointment of it must be. I mean, it is very often a sixth place team that gets through, isn't it?
And often it's the sixth place team that goes up as well.
That's what I meant, And when you think of the points difference, especially this season, it's ridiculous, isn't it? That will be between third and sixth. Probably something like 20 points.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
This is the unfairness.
Yeah, to go back to what you were saying, we could end up 20 points ahead of that lot up the road and end up losing to them in the final.
Losing.
I do think that we have been very unlucky over the 2 years in that we have had one of the hardest Championship and League One seasons to deal with. Because in League One, obviously, Sheffield Wednesday finished on like something like 97 points, and obviously they had to do one of the best playoff comebacks of all time against Peterborough to go through, didn't they, really?
Yeah.
But so they nearly didn't go up with 97 points, and now a team with 90 plus points is not going to go up, because Southampton probably could get 90 plus points, so maybe multiple teams with 90 plus points won't go up. Because when I was watching the Norwich game, I heard the stat that when we won the championship, we won it on 86 points. And we maybe couldn't go up with maybe 10 more points than that, which is crazy.
It is.
And I see Portsmouth are already up on 85, aren't
they? Yeah.
This season.
Yeah. No, it's crazy, isn't
it's
it?
It's exciting.
As several people keep saying, this time last year, you'd
have bitten your hand off.
Would you have thought we'd have been in the top six?
Yeah, no, exactly. That was.
I thought Freddie did.
Freddie's the optimist.
I thought we were going to finish sixth. I said it at the beginning of the season, but I didn't think second.
When I was pushed, I said tenth.
Yeah.
I always end the show slightly before I have a chance to speak, so I don't have to make predictions.
Yeah, well, I don't like making predictions, yet you always ask me to.
I know. I always think, well, there's a couple of minutes left, I'll ask for someone's predictions, and then it's no time for me to say anything. So here we go. Right, what's the next one? Sorry. Slower Ball. Hello, Slower Ball. Good evening, Grandad. Good evening, Grandad. Good evening, Grandlad. Oh.
Well done. Good evening.
Good evening, Slowball. Question for the panel. Last night, were Leicester good or were Southampton poor? Stop there. Did you watch it, either of you?
Yeah, I saw. I didn't watch the whole game, but I saw most of it. Southampton were really disappointing, put it like that to me.
Mm.
When you think how they played against us, to the way they played there, I mean, the defence was...
I know, I didn't watch it all. Once it went 2-0, yeah, I gave up.
Oh,
but
well,
but as you say, I remember a couple of calamitous defending around the edge of their box.
So, yeah, were Leicester that good? It's always a job to say, isn't it, when a team played like Southampton did?
Mm. Yeah, not good. Very disappointing result all the same. Let's hope we can send out a similar message to the league by beating all. Anything other than a win will probably signal the end of our automatic promotion hopes. And if we don't go up, will it be the result of how poor we were in poor we are with throw-ins? As he mentions it, because he hasn't mentioned it in a while. God, wouldn't it be awful if something went very wrong right at the end of a game and cost us our automatic promotion because of a throw-in? It would be your fault then, Slower. Whatever happens this season has kept on surprising and delighting us, and not in my wildest dreams did I envisage a top three finish, never mind automatic promotion. If it is the playoffs, so be it. We can beat anyone on our day. So much to play for. Come on, you Blues. Good day to you. Keep smiling. God bless Phil Parks. You'll remember Phil Parks.
I was going to say, does he still keep goal, or does he still play?
He probably does at some veteran level or something. Phil Parks was a goalkeeper, by the way, Freddie.
Thank you.
It's an absolute delight. How do you see this planning out then in the end? I mean, who do you think we're going to end up playing? Well, do you actually think we'll get through, Freddie? Do we'll go up automatically, or do you not?
I've never been confident, really. You say I'm confident, but that's because I said three wins, you know, because I think that you've got to be confident now when we've, like I said, it's in our hands. But I hope that we can do it. But I don't know if we have the, can't find the word, like, experience to do it. Like, I know we went up last season, but with Leicester and Leeds, like, compare them to Burnley and Sheffield United, it's a joke, you know? So, yeah, but if we do get into the playoffs, I've said this since October when they basically secured their playoff spot, I think West Brom will win the playoffs because I think they have a very good playoff side. If we drop down or if we go up, I still think West Brom will win the playoffs. So yeah.
So if we don't go up automatically, we're not going to win the playoffs.
I think that. Unfortunately,
Freddie.
But I haven't experienced Ipswich playoffs yet.
I was hoping for the exuberance of youth to carry us through to the end.
We're going to win 6-0.
That gin talking about it again, innit? Sorry, carry on, Jerry.
Funny, I've said for weeks and weeks that I've been feeling West Brom are the team.
You've never said that.
Very tough. I thought they were very
They were tough hard, team yeah, to exactly, against, yeah.
And I think that put you in good stead in a one-off game, if you like. I know it was two legs for the first bit, but if you get to Wembley and you've got a team like that, I think they're very hard to play against.
If we end up in the playoffs, which it looks like we might well,
yes.
Does the permutations mean we will or won't play that up the road until the final, if that happens?
No, I think that will be
West Brom or...
I think it'll be West Brom or Southampton in the final, I would have thought. And then, I don't know.
So, I haven't looked at the actual permutations because I've been too scared. But
yeah,
I mean,
I'm a bit like that.
So, if we finish third, who are we likely to play in the first?
West Brom. Norwich will finish fifth.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're like 1 point behind. I think.
I still think.
No, I think. Anyway, I think West Brom. So, I think we'll play West Brom in the semis.
Oh, well.
Then we'll lose.
Yeah. No, we'll win.
Well, Freddie. He came in so enthusiastic.
I think over two games we could beat any of those.
Yeah.
Over the two games, any of them. And I include Norwich in that because I thought when we played them down here...
We were the better side.
We were the better team. Yeah. And I think one of their goals were offside, wasn't it? So everybody says. from that point of view. And when we played them up there, okay, we didn't play very well at all.
No.
Were they
shocking.
That much better?
No, we were shocking.
I don't think they were.
No.
I didn't
absolutely.
Think they were that much better, and we weren't very good.
No, I agree.
So that's why I'm a bit optimistic from that point of view. Surely the tide has got to turn sometime.
Okay.
Is that a time to beat the fit? Is that the time to break the curse in the play in the playoff final? Yeah.
So
that'd be brilliant, wouldn't
from
it?
From being a glass half empty, I've just made it half full.
Are we going to go up there, Jerry? Yes or no?
No, I don't know. I'm not trying.
No, I think
I'm
we
not
are.
Tempting. I'm not tempting.
We have to go. Fine. I'm sorry.
Oh, what's that?
Thank you, everyone. I was just about to make my prediction, but we ran out of time.
Oh,
bye bye.
Social disease.